The neighbor. Now it's their daughter laughing with a boy who calls from the window something precise and obscene to the two men crossing the empty park carrying large instruments and dark cases. Snow hangs over the city all afternoon, and when one man stops, shifting his weight, the other looks at the sky. Then they walk on, past the fountain, they go straight through the shadows of trees. Perhaps they don't hear, or aren't worried by girls, perhaps they couldn't care less, but I live here beside her, and I know that laughter, made exactly of angles, I know her face, and her eyes that are hollow, smooth as the place where a rock has been.